All right, we're here right after Channel 9 Live, and let me find out who we're talking to and what team you're from.
Yeah, we're Team Chupacabras, and it's made up of myself. My name is Rick Barraza. I'm the creative director at Synergy. And
my name is Adam.
Hey. We all know you.
So I used to be on Channel 9. You might know me from Classics at Silverlight TV.
The Continuum Show.
And The Continuum Show.
And I'm Den Delmarski. I'm a Microsoft student insider, and I'm from Independence, Kansas.
Hey!
Excellent. And tell us what we're looking at here.
Great. So this was part of the 24-hour Code Camp Challenge, right? So 24 hours ago, we all got the very first look at the SDK that they are releasing today. And so we wanted to not just do something on the phone, but leverage the entire emerging ecosystem, right, of the Microsoft community. So we were brainstorming, and Adam and I, we both travel a lot, and we both have young kids, and we all love playing video games. So we wanted to create an experience, say, for my 5-year-old daughter, right? So she can be home while dad's traveling, and yet if I have my Windows Phone 7, we can start playing this co-op game. So if you can see here, the dad or the parent would have on their version of the phone, they have a top-down bird's-eye view of what this maze is, right? Mm-hmm. It's a bunny maze, and you got to find the gem and take it to the target, and that opens up the gate, right? That's the high-level story. The parent is able to top-down and control the direction, and the child would be able to be home. And so she gets to pretend to be a bunny, so she gets to do those bunny gestures. So she'd be hopping in order to go forward, right? And cooperatively this way, by talking through the speakers on the Kinect, and then from the phone going back, we're able to have this co-op play at a distance, even for a kid's game. So here we come in, we find the gem, and actually you're going to have to... Can you hold the... Have to do the gestures, right? So then... I would grab the gem as the kid, and then so we'd basically be playing back and forth, right? So my daughter would have the gem, and then I would be running on the phone, and we'd be communicating back and forth, and basically she's hopping around. Yeah, after 24 hours of coding, the jumping is actually exhausting at this point. We've all been awake like a ridiculous amount of time. Right? Yeah, so then we come to the target. When we drop that, then the gate later on opens, and I can keep following through with... You know, it goes on and on that way. But this way, we really wanted to be co-op. We wanted to leverage the entire ecosystem of Microsoft, have the Kinect-powered PC experience at home, yet still connecting to the Windows Phone 7, and basically show this richness, change the way people experience software.
What method are you using to connect the phone to the computer?
We're using a high-performance WCF service that we connected to our phone, so it's running locally, and we're doing a data exchange where we are minimizing the amount of data passed between the phone and the server that runs on the computer and communicates with the Kinect. So we managed to optimize this performance really well, and you can see that there is almost no lag on the phone and computer.
Very nice. And what would you do if you had more than 24 hours? What kinds of things would you add?
So you should have seen my first sketch of the level. There were lasers, there were pits, nice. There were sharks with lasers.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
But then, you know, the guys did a good job of scoping it down to... Go get the gem, put it on the target, and you're done.
Yeah, so. I remember that from you being on the Channel 9 website.
Oh, yeah. So, there's a lot of fun things to do with the game. And the really neat aspect is you can't complete the puzzle by yourself.
Yeah.
Like, you have to work together. So it makes it really interesting. That
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, thanks for showing us this today.
All right.
Thanks a lot.
Cool. Thank you.